The Wetlands and Wildlife National Scenic Byway is a drive through America's heartland. Between the beauty of Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira are miles and miles of rich farmland that provide the country, and in many cases the world, with food. But maybe you haven't noticed the other resource that we have in abundance, oil. The landscape is dotted from horizon to horizon with the iconic image of our oil industry, the pumps, tirelessly bringing oil from underneath the Kansas fields.
Well, you see, it's called a pumping unit. It looks like an iron rocking horse, actually. But they have, if you notice, that they have an arm that it's up above. It looks like a beam that goes up and down. And connected to that beam is this rod. And it's called a polish rod that goes into the hole and connects to what we call the rods. And the rods go clear on down to the bottom of the hole where there's an actual pump.
Like many of the common misperceptions about central Kansas, the effects of oil production on both agriculture and wildlife are changing. Many of these stereotypes come from the past, or shall we say, before we knew any better. Dennis Keenan is a local attorney who's been involved with the oil and gas industry for over 25 years.
In the old days, they had what we called slush pits, and that's where they'd always put the slush, the extra oil or the carbon or whatever they had, would go into the slush pits, and they just left them open. And over the countryside, you could see these, and they would take the stuff out of these slush pits and often put it on the roads around Kansas, the sandy roads. They'd put them on the roads going into the fields, and that for years, you know, this was just standard practice.
At the time, this practice was just one example of people who thought they were recycling a byproduct. But as environmental research and science proved, things needed to change.
Then one day they said, wait a minute, we're running the ground. This oil is now going into the water supply, and we've got to change things. And that's when the people of Kansas and the Kansas Corporation Commission, along with the federal government, got involved and said, hey, we've got to have stricter standards.
Slush pits are now largely a thing of the past. And as you can see, oil wells share agricultural fields with no disruption. But equally important, though perhaps less obvious, is they also share the region with the migrating bird populations of the Kansas wetlands. Liners prevent contaminants from leaching into the fertile soil. Nets, screens, and other devices protect wildlife.
In the event that there's an accident, and if a migratory bird, which we have millions of in this area from Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira, happens to get in there, they could face a minimum of a $2,000 fine, and they can actually have the entire operation shut down until they make proper remedy. And it's a self-reporting thing, and if you fail to report, you're even in bigger trouble. And I've never failed to know a good oil operator that would not report it. But also, on the other hand, I've never known a good oil operator that would allow it to happen to begin with.
Like in any industry, there are bad apples, and no practice, however well-intentioned, is foolproof. But like practically everyone else in the Central Kansas Corridor, a respect for the land is a cornerstone of the community. As time moves forward, eventually the oil will be gone, and so will the pumping units. When that time comes, it is the intention of the oil industry to leave no scar on the landscape.
I'd want them to know that the people of this region actually care for this region and for the people of the United States and the state of Kansas. By taking our natural resources like Cheyenne Bottoms and Quivira, and seeing how we've maintained it and how we're wanting to promote it for the benefit of everybody that would like to see it and show what a beautiful piece of land that we have out there that beautifies the landscape of migratory birds. Just a wonderful thing if we can just get it done. And that's what I believe that we have most to share with the people in the future.
Since this is one of the longer stretches of the byway, enjoy the scenery. If the weather's good and the temperature is right, consider rolling down the window and experience the sights and the sensations of a drive through the central Kansas countryside.